Benjamin Disraeli was Prime Minister of England from 1874 to 1880, and the primrose was his favourite flower. He gave bouquets of them to his monarch, Queen Victoria, who not coincidentally found him quite charming. Buckner Hollingsworth wrote, "England displays a rose on the royal coat of arms, but she carries a primrose in her heart." England has perfect growing conditions for primroses, sometimes called cowslips. They like partial shade and moist, rich soil and go dormant if hot and dry. The plant belongs to the genus Primula, and the leaves form crinkly green rosettes. The flowers, in luscious colors, are held in tight clusters above the leaves. To find varieties that adapt well to your growing conditions, it is best to consult with knowledgeable staff at your local garden center. I have only one, Primrose auricula, that is perennial in my garden in southern Indiana. But every spring, I buy some pots of them at the grocery store, seduced by their vivid colors. Even though I know they won't be permanent additions to my garden, I just have to have one on my dining room table and a couple by my front path. Then, for a short time at least, I can pretend to walk down a primrose path.